I did not begin, I always was. I did not begin, I always was. I like to think that I am a human being, a created being, and that I was created by a God, and that I was at one time not, and now I am. Actually, I did not begin, I always am. When I realize that I always am, when I realize that I did not begin, then I stop playing the game of being a human. I stop playing the game and pretending that I am here, maybe, and there, maybe, and that I have these problems and those problems. If I am always was, if I have never begun, but I always was, then what is it that I am doing here as a human being? Now, I can play the game of being a human being with all the limitations and all the expectations that it has about it, and that's just fine. But I can also play the game of a divine being. I can play the game that I always was, and that I was created in the beginning, if there was a beginning. I was created complete and whole from the very outset. I was created, and I wasn't created, because I always was. Now, how can we conceive of things always being? How can we conceive of things never having been created? How can we think of something that has a life that was immortal, eternal, everlasting? Well, we say about atoms, they can neither be created nor destroyed, and yet we split an atom and get into its energy field. But we are beyond the physical atom. We can neither be created nor destroyed because we always were and always are and always will be. Now, if we always were and always are and always will be, what's going on in our world? What's going on in our universe if we always were, always are, and always will be? What's going on? Well, what's going on is that as you conceive of this most amazing condition, to conceive of this most amazing situation, we have to think in a different parameter. We have to think in a different modus operandi. We must think in a different way totally from how we have thought up to now. Up to now, we have thought that we had a beginning and we will have an end. We are born and we die. Up to now, we think that our lives are, the reality of our lives, are this physical expression here on earth. And up to now, we have thought that there is no other beingness other than who we are. Everyone, everything, all is human. All is what we look at and see coming and going. But when we really look deeper, when we look into the spirituality of who we are, when we look into the divinity of who we are, we see that there was no beginning and there is no end. We see that, like we think about the atom, it has no beginning and no end. It cannot be created or destroyed. It always is. And you and I, we always are. And we are always spiritually divine. We are always spiritually the Christ. We are always spiritually the allness. And being always the allness, we sometimes forget what it means to be the individual that we are. Because the individual that we are is merely like a move on the chessboard. It has nothing more to do for it than a game that we have created for the pleasure of the game. We have created it. Yes, we have, for the pleasure of the game. But why do we do that? Why have we created ourselves with a beginning and an end? Why have we created ourselves with something that is a start and a finish? Why have we done that? Why have we done that? Why have we created the game that says that we will be born and we will die, and that our prodigy will be born and die. And why do we say that one day we wake up to new ideas and we wake up to the light bulb, so to speak? One day we wake up to our divinity. One day we wake up to our reality. When and why do we do that? Why do we play that game? Why do we allow ourselves to feel limited? We say our body sometimes doesn't feel too good. And when our body doesn't feel too good, we say our body is sick. When our body doesn't feel too good, we say our body is limited. When our body doesn't feel too good, we say that's the reality right now, that our body doesn't feel too good. And we are not alone in this. This is a race consciousness attitude that mankind seems to have in general. Where did it come from? Why was it, if we are eternal, if we are always here, if we did not begin, but we always are, why do we have that attitude in our mind? Why do we think that this human body, this game that we're playing, this little incident that we're playing, is our reality? Can we not look beyond the limitations that we have created for ourselves in this game? Can we not create ourselves another game? And the game which says that we are the Christ, the game which says we are the reality of all, that we are the spirituality of all. Can we create such a game? That such a game is our reality. Such a game is what we really are, what we're playing all the time. Now, we have left the childhood. We have left playing games as children, where the games are easy for us, and we find that charming. And then we say, no, let's make the games more difficult. And let's make the games more exciting and more demanding. And so we make the games more demanding. In the process of making the games more demanding, we think that the games are real. We think the games are our reality, and that this is what we're doing, and this is what we are bound to do, and this is something we cannot change. Well, just as we change the games and change the rules from making them easy to making them more difficult, changing the game from making it a game that we understand as a game to something that we think is our reality. How do we change? How do we realize that we did not begin? How do we realize that we always are? I always am. How do we realize that? Well, we realize that by mentally thinking that this is a game, and we have named it and claimed it, and now let's play a new game. Let's play a game that we are the reality, that we are the allness, that we are the isness, that we are everything that exists. Let's play that game. And playing that game, what's going to happen to us? When we play that game, we're going to find that we are the game itself. We are the game itself, and we're playing it, we're enjoying it, we're loving it, and we're experiencing it every single moment. Now, do we want to play that game? I think we do. Do we want to enjoy that game and be part of it? Yes. How do we do it? Every single moment of our life, we say, I am the Christ. I am God. I am all. I am that I am. I am. I am. I am. Every moment of our life, we say that about ourselves. Every moment of our life, we say the truth about ourselves. We say, I am divine. I am wonderful. Whatever I speak my word for, it is. Whatever I speak my word for, it is. It's not a matter that it was not before. It's just I reveal it out of the allness, because everything is and everything always was. And I reveal it out of the allness. And right now, I make that claim for myself. Right now, I make that realization for myself that this is all that I want. This is all that I am. And I make that claim, and I make that reality, and I claim it, and I know it. I am the allness. I am the isness. I did not begin. I always am. And I know that. And I claim that, and I am that, and it is a wonderful realization for me to have. Join me in this wonderful realization now, for it is yours now.